Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner, Crystal Kirkendall. Good morning.
Hi.
Last time you and I talked, you were just kind of getting settled in, and
yes.
You were still relatively new to the job, and so you're getting your feet under you and learning more and getting new ideas. And one thing you want to do is you want more local writers, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I noticed pretty early on when I got here is that we had a lot of I guess you could say syndicated opinion content and also some Associated Press news that was not from our area. And the first thing I did was, you know, we decided we're not going to have any more Associated Press articles in our newspaper unless it has something directly related to our area. And that's pretty unusual. So we occasionally will have Texas stories and things that affect our region or our state that are from our sister newspapers owned by CNHI, but we are not using Associated Press news as a rule anymore. Mm-hmm. If it happens, it's because there is some big news.
Now, Associated Press, of course, for people not in the news business, you pay for that service.
Yes, generally, yes.
So you're not getting rid of AP completely.
Right, we still have access to it, so we still know what's going on, you know, around us, but not here. But we just think that every time you log onto the computer, every time you open your smartphone browser, every time you look at Facebook, you're seeing, you know, all kinds of national world news. And that's not what we are going to be able to do best. And they will never be able to cover your school board or your city council or your local senior center or, you know, police news and fires in your neighborhood. And that's what we do best. So that's what we're going to focus on.
So we started out talking about the opinion page.
Yes.
So that's where you're mainly focused in terms of locating local writers.
Absolutely. So we have now stopped putting syndicated content on our opinion page if it relates to divisive national politics. One of the things that readers kept telling me over and over is they did not think that the national syndicated political opinions were very representative of the local readers, and they're correct. I think it's we have a responsibility to present both sides of the issue, and when we only use the same national news sources and opinion sources, we don't have both sides of the story. Another concern of mine is that we're talking about things that don't really directly impact us as much as, for example, our local tax rate or, you know, the animal shelter problems or whatever it is. And I would much prefer that if we're going to be divisive, we do it about local issues. And well, I'd prefer that we not be divisive at all.
Be careful what you wish for.
Right.
We're talking with Crystal Kirkendall, editor of the Herald Banner.
Right. So we're running a bunch of, you know, opinion guest editorials and guest commentary articles from sources outside of Texas about, specifically about our current president and his administration. And I don't think that there's very many people in our region or in the country for that matter who haven't made up their mind. And so I don't think it does any good. I think it angers people who don't agree with it, and it rallies people who do, and we're not furthering the conversation. We're not getting anywhere.
But you're looking for people not just to write on politics, but just about anything. Huh?
Absolutely. If we have someone who's involved in animal rescue or involved in CASA or United Way efforts or the food bank or whatever, and you know, it could be a library person talking about interactions they have that are funny with kids at the library, or there's so many things that happen in our daily lives here in Hunt County that are interesting and humorous and insightful and sometimes inspiring and sometimes, you know, rally people to take action and fix it. And either way, I would love to have more voices on our opinion page from Hunt County. Mm-hmm. And that goes for Commerce and Greenville and Celeste and everywhere else in the county. And we have a new columnist named Johnny Hare, and he's telling stories about yesteryear in Hunt County, and the column that his second column ran on Sunday, and it's about his adventure wagon, his adventure car. He had an old station wagon, and apparently it broke down a lot, and he met a lot of cool people and has just really funny stories, and that's the kind of thing I would love to have more of. And yes, we'd like some serious commentary as well, but you know, it doesn't all need to be serious. We all have lives outside of politics.
I suspect that people don't have a hard time finding out how to contact you. So we don't need to give your email address. They'll find you if they want to contribute.
Yes, they can message us on our Facebook page, or they can go to our website, heraldbanner.com, okay, or commercejournal.com.
Okay, and we're about out of time, but you're starting a new Commerce Journal Facebook group?
Yes, so everybody knows that it's hard to see what you really want to see on Facebook. We get lost with our hundreds or thousands of friends, and you know, a lot of times you don't see the stuff you want to see from the pages you really want to follow. If you want to contribute more to story ideas, and if you also want to have more of a voice as far as what gets covered in the newspaper and keep up with the news on a regular basis, then you'll be interested to know that the Commerce Journal is going to start a Facebook group in the next couple of weeks.
And in a group, if people want to add something themselves, they can do that.
Absolutely. It'll be a lot more interactive than just a paid. In a group, it's a lot more, you know, back and forth, and it's more of a community than just a Facebook page where you sign up as a fan to, you know, some product or whatever.
Crystal, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
No problem. Thanks for having
me. Crystal Kirkendall, the editor of the Herald Banner. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.